Hi, my name is Tracy Fitzpatrick, and I'm interviewing Macro Scheduler users about their experience with the software. With me now is Macro Scheduler user Bob Hansen from Sensible Solutions, Inc. Hi, Bob. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, having a good time, Tracy. Thanks for calling.
Great. So, Bob, you have essentially created an entire business, a successful business, on business automation and making products that work together that weren't designed to share information with one another. And I think you have so much to share with the Macro Scheduler community because you've been doing this for more than 20 years. I know not necessarily using Macro Scheduler for that long, but you've been around for quite a while. And your business goes across so many different verticals. And so I think you have quite a bit to share. So with that in mind, I know you've developed countless solutions with the Macro Scheduler, including one many companies are faced with, which is making sure data is backed up. Can you tell our listeners about that, Bob?
Oh, sure, Tracy. One of the things I found with many of my clients is that they're very good about backing up the server, but the local machines don't get backed up. In addition to that, they're usually changing DVDs or changing tapes, and they rely on someone to do that. And when that person is out, the system falls down. So coming up with a solution, I've put in many of my client sites a dedicated system for doing backups. So it has 5 hard drives in it, labeled Monday through Friday. And we use Macro Scheduler to go through all the workstations on the network and back up to this dedicated backup server. Each of the users can update a text file on their computer every day to identify which folders or files they want backed up. Then at night, Macro Scheduler, based on its own scheduling routine, will start the routine. It will go through each of the computers on the network one at a time. It looks for a particular file on that computer, determines the names of the folders that are going to get backed up. It then determines what day of the week that it is, and it copies the files from that local workstation onto the drive for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day of the week it may happen to be. So this happens at night, off hours. It runs 7 days of the week. It does not require any human intervention to get involved in the middle of it. And we also have part of the Macro Scheduler routine will set off an email. So if it runs into any errors during the backup process, if one of the machines was not online or something of that nature, then an email will be sent to the office administrator to let them know that there was a problem with the backup last night. So it works very good. The customers have been very happy with it. And Macro Scheduler just simplifies the whole routine, eliminating any extra steps and we don't have to worry about people forgetting to do something.
Well, you know, the one thing obviously that's beneficial here is important data. And, you know, a lot of people have those important working copies on their desktop. And so they think, oh, once this is final, I'll upload it to the appropriate server so that it won't be lost. But, you know, it's still really valuable when it's, you know, in work. And another thing that you had mentioned that I didn't really think about so much, you had mentioned before when we had spoken, was that people sometimes don't realize how important those bookmarks and things like that that they've been saving are until they're gone. And this is one way to eliminate that, correct?
Oh, that's right. There's a lot of things that are kept on the local machines that people don't think about. The My Documents and folder has a lot of information in it that people don't realize it's there until the day that it's gone.
Right. Well, you've also told me about another situation I found really impressive. Were you able to help a major medical university save a tremendous amount of time? Could you tell our listeners about that one?
Sure. This is a situation where the admissions office receives applications from a central clearinghouse, and this is a process that was taking a full week with 3 girls in the office to make a modem connection and download some files, and then they would have to print out the files, highlight certain fields, copy the information onto another form, then go to a screen and do some data entry into a program on their computer. Then they'd have to go through and re-manipulate that data and go through, and they were reading reports online and trying to set up schedules. And it was a very time-consuming process, and a lot of errors were introduced into it. So when they contacted me, rather than getting new software, which was their initial solution, we decided they could stay with the software that they had, did not have to make any additional expense, but we would use Macro Scheduler to automate the operations that they were doing. So the end result was that Macro Scheduler would start up on a Sunday night. It would make a modem connection with an FTP connection. It would download files onto a workstation. Macro Scheduler would then close the FTP connection. It would open up a text editor program. It would manipulate the data so that it would now be in a format that could be imported into their database program directly, so they did not have to do any data entry. The text editor would be closed. The database program would be opened by Macro Scheduler. The modified information would be imported into their database program. The routines in the database would then go through and run calculations. And we would end up with some records that could be identified for candidates that were accepted, candidates that were rejected, or records that were incomplete or missing some information. So at the end of that routine, the Macro Scheduler would create these reports, send them off to some printers. So one printer would be set up with letters and envelopes, and another printer would be set up with reports. So Monday morning, when the staff came in, their letters were all set to be mailed out. They just needed to be stuffed into the envelopes. Reports are generated so they could set up the schedules with the different professors on the campus. And it freed the girls up to do more productive work during the course of the week.
So you said that this was taking three people before almost an entire week, and now this is something that could be set up to run, you know, on a Sunday night or a night before?
Yeah, it takes about 3 hours to run. Runs every week. And the girls are much more happy in the office. They now have one of the reports is an exception report of incomplete records. And on that report, it's not just the name of the candidate, but the contact information is also there. So their phone number is there. They can call or send an email to follow up on the missing information and key it directly into their database.
Wow, so they're able to probably process things a lot quicker and contact those people, like you said, that maybe, you know, filled out something wrong or didn't fill something out.
Yeah,
and so they can move things.
In the process, they were getting papers would end up getting out of order, or they'd fall behind the desk and get misplaced. And it was real critical for people trying to get into a university and have the records were lost.
Yeah, that's not
so
good. It's not good. It's human, I understand, but that's not good. I also know, Bob, that you work with the ever-popular QuickBooks product, and you've probably developed countless solutions for the many problems people face with QuickBooks. It's a great tool, but I know that it could always do more, right? So maybe you could tell us about one of your biggest success stories there.
Well, one thing that comes to mind, it wasn't very complex, but there's a limitation in QuickBooks that many people don't know about, that it's limited to 15,000 customers. And I had an account call me and said they ran out of customers and they're going to have to get a new product, and the new version of QuickBooks that they needed was going to cost them $3,500. Was there something we could do? And we found that they had not been reducing their file size each year. They had many years of records within their QuickBooks file. So if we could eliminate prior years of records, then we could have the file much smaller. They wouldn't have to buy the $3,500 package, and they could stay with the one they have. But in order to do that, there were thousands of transactions that all had to be cleared before we could delete the records. They started doing it manually and said, there's not going to be any end to this. We can't finish this. So we looked at it, and I said, oh, the perfect answer for this is Macro Scheduler. And it probably took 20 minutes to put together a short routine that we opened up QuickBooks, and we start the Macro Scheduler routine, and it tabs over the five fields. It presses the space bar to put a check mark in the record. It then does the same thing as hitting Control Enter to save the record, and then it starts over on the next line. It tabs over six fields, presses a space bar, hits Control Enter, tabs over six spaces, and so on and so on. And we were able to run this over the weekend. It took about 15 hours to run. And they were pretty sure that if they could have talked someone into doing it, it probably would have taken them 2 or 3 weeks to get the job done.
Right.
So it was just a real simple, tedious thing. But since QuickBooks does not have any type of macro routine in it at all, this really enabled us to simplify a process that would have taken a long time for them.
I'll say. I would not have wanted to have been the person that spent those 2 to 3 man weeks trying to reduce the size of those. Well, Bob, thank you so much for your time. And like I said earlier, you've been doing this for a long time, and you've developed so many solutions that people will probably find extremely helpful to them. And people can visit you at www.sensiblesolutions.org. And I know you're also very active on the Macro Scheduler forum site, so thank you for your help with that. And
I'm sure I mentioned to you, I just couldn't work without Macro Scheduler. For me, it's the glue that allows me to automate all the other Office applications together. I couldn't support my clients without it. I'm just so happy I found it when I did.
Well, that's wonderful.
I've used it for about 10 years, I guess.
Wow. That's a long time, and I'm glad to hear it. Thank you so much. Now for our audience, if you found this Macro Scheduler story useful, you may like to listen to our other user story podcasts by visiting our website at www.mjtnet.com. Or if you have a story of your own to share, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email to sharemystory@mjtnet.com.